Nichiamo afura kanu afurait kait nut. Ine ye ma'a keru da. Medinde kwesi ra nehem pata akan. Greetings to all afura kanu afurait kait nut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'a keru day. I am kwesi ra nehem pata akan. The divine balance of the afura kani male and the afurait kait nut female is reflective of the nature of the Supreme Being. It is therefore reflective of divine order. In fact, the divine balance of male and female is the guiding principle in creation. Amen and Aminet, Nyamewa Nyame, Mawu and Lisa, Chukwu and Komosu. In our various Afurakani, Afurait, Kaitnit cultures and languages, we recognize the reality that the great God and the great goddess are the two halves of the great divine whole. They function together as one divine unit, and that divine unit is referred to as the Supreme Being. Nyamewa and Nyame, the great mother and the great father, are two distinct entities functioning as one. We replicate this principle as the Afurakani man and the Afurait Kaitnit woman, two distinct entities, function together as one unit, one being, in order to conceive a child, in order to procreate. This is balance. This is order. And this is why it is absolutely insane, self-destructive, spiritually deviant, and spiritually degenerate to engage in dissexual activity, homosexual activity. We refer to homosexual activity as dissexual activity because it is more fitting and properly defining as a term. When you have disorder, you no longer have order. When you have dissexuality, sexuality is no longer occurring. Sex only occurs between a male and a female. Two individuals of the same sex cannot engage in sexual activity. Their activity is therefore dissexual, for sexuality in truth is absent. The whites and their offspring have worked to convince Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut, that dissexual activity is natural, normal, desirable. They have been on this campaign for thousands of years. Of late, some of the ignorant, immature amongst our people have bought into this foolishness. Gradually, we have gone against the divine consciousness dwelling within us, that portion of the Supreme Being's consciousness dwelling within us, the Akra, the Ori-Inu, the Se, which clearly tells us that this sexuality is insane. We have been lured into engaging or supporting self-destructive and spiritually deviant and degenerate behavior, which is actually used as a weapon against our community by the whites and their offspring. A major means by which our families and hence our communities are destabilized is via the introduction of sexual deviance. Many Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit communities around the world ridicule, exile, even kill individuals in the community who have been discovered engaging in dissexual activity. This is not a recent phenomenon. This first occurred thousands of years ago. Those individuals who were forced out of Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, tens of thousands of years ago, those who would be drawn into northern Eurasia, those who would eventually dwell in northern Eurasia during a portion of the last ice age, those who would eventually degenerate into the melanin recessive albino race now called the white race. These individuals were initially forced out of Afuraka, Afurait Kaet, because they were engaging in incest and dissexual activity. Their spiritual disfigurement would ultimately be made manifest in their physical appearance. And so the culture of the whites and their offspring supports incest and dissexuality, for it is the culture of lust, a reflection of their spiritual and physical degeneracy. We recognize the most extreme form of disorder for an Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnit individual to engage in is that of sexual disorder. the divine life force energy of Ra and Ra'et, the creator and creatress of the universe, is that divine energy which brought creation into being. It is what brought Afura Kanu, Afurait Kaitnut, into being. For an Afura Kani, Afurait Kaitnit individual to take the divine creative power, a portion of which dwells within them as procreative power, and use it to engage in dissexual activity, is to pervert life itself. It is to pervert the portion of the divine life force energy dwelling within them. It is to go against the fundamental principle of existence for all created entities, the divine balance of male and female. Every time we engage in dissexual activity, we pervert the life force energy, and the emanations projected from us are emanations of disordered energy. Our consciousness is then disfigured, and we create disorder within the whole of ourselves and our sphere of influence, including those who are connected to us. We place ourselves in opposition to the Abosom Nananom Nsamanfo, the deities and ancestral spirits, for we have violated their Echiwadye, their divine taboos or prohibitions. We have rejected our very purpose for living. The insidious poison of child molestation creates confusion in the spirit of the child. This often leads to a disdain and lack of respect for the nature and function of sexual activity within the spirit of the child. Receptivity to and engaging in this sexual behavior amongst such victimized children later in life is thus very common. This brings instability, disorder to the individual, the family, and the community. We as Afura Kanu, Afurait Kaitnut have always understood this reality and therefore eliminated or exiled any individual who promoted or engaged in sexual deviance. The individual and group instability produced by sexual deviance is rooted in spiritual instability because the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the spirit forces in nature despise dissexuality. They hate dissexuality. They always have and they always will, for they are the divine embodiments of divine order in creation. They therefore will never support disorder in any form. It is therefore critical for all Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, to understand that any Okonfo, Abosomfo, Mamisi, Babalorisha, Iyalorisha, Babalao, Bokonon, Dibia, Nganga, any purported priest or priestess within Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion, who attempts to convince you that the Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the Nkisi, the deities do not concern themselves with the sexuality of Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, are liars. The deities possess regularly and speak clearly about their absolute hatred of this sexuality. They speak through possession, they speak through divination, and they speak through shrine consultation clearly about their absolute hatred of dissexuality. Still, there are those who have embraced Afura Kani, Afurait Kaitnit ancestral religion, yet perpetuate the foolish notion that the deities do not care about dissexuality because they have been misled by their own elders and elderesses, who in turn were misled by others. However, wittingly or unwittingly, the perpetuation of the foolish notion that the Abosom, the Orisha, the deities support dissexuality, or that the Abosom, the Orisha, the deities do not concern themselves with whether or not someone is a dissexual, is the perpetuation of a lie that was scripted by the whites and their offspring. The Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou, the Arusi, the deities are not just blind forces or energies in creation. They are not simply electricity or water or a mountain or a stream. They are conscious, living, thinking, reasoning entities operating through these various physical forms. Yet they are spirits who existed before the creation of these physical forms. How can you recognize yourself to be a conscious, living, thinking, reasoning, acting, spiritual entity in the world, animating a physical body, yet be foolish enough to believe that the divine forces of nature, the first children of the great God and great goddess, are unconscious, blind forces? This is insane. It is further evidence of the whites and their offspring infecting Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral culture and religion. The first aim of the whites and their offspring when corrupting our ancestral religion was to take agency away from the deities and the ancestral spirits, falsely and foolishly reduce them to impotent, unthinking, unreasoning forces or energies in creation. The second phase of the infection was to declare that the deities never existed at all and were simply mythological symbols. The last phase was to ridicule any Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit individual who held on to the truth. Many of our black nationalists, as well as non-nationalists within Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit ancestral religion, are still infected with this misguided thinking. They continue to take agency away from the deities and declare that they are just energies to manipulate. However, the Abosom tell us differently. The Orisha tell us differently. The Vodou tell us differently. They speak clearly for themselves. They are not given over to false, foolish philosophy. The notion that we studied nature and came up with myths to describe nature, and this being the root of our religious symbolism, is also a manifestation of infection. We are not pseudo-European empiricists. While we did and continue to study nature, that is not the basis of our knowledge. It is the result of us gaining knowledge from direct experience with a deity. The Abosom, Orisha, Vodou will possess and tell the Afura Kani, Afurai Kaitnit community what its name is, how to approach it ritually, what its echiwadye or taboos are, meaning what it loves and what it hates, what aspect of creation it governs, how it functions in creation in relation to other Abosom. After gaining this direct knowledge from a divine force in nature, we empirically study its manifestation in nature, as the deity directed us to do, and we are able to confirm physically what we were given spiritually. We then record this knowledge, that which was received by the deity directly, and that which was confirmed by ourselves. This knowledge is internalized by the Nananom Mpanyimfo, the elders and elderesses, without error or profanation. It is then ritually passed down intergenerationally. The same occurs with the transmission of the admonitions, teachings, and guidance we have inherited from the Nananom Nsamanfo, the honored ancestresses and ancestors. We have direct experiences with them, are guided by them, and transmit that guidance as recorded oral tradition, for we have been able to verify their guidance in the course of everyday living. Moreover, the Abosom and Nsamanfo refresh that oral tradition in every generation by communicating directly with the population via possession, shrine consultation, divination, and other means. This continues to be our method of acquiring knowledge, institutionalizing knowledge, and transmitting knowledge. We do not anthropomorphize our deities. We don't name the deities. We don't take agency away from the deities. We listen to them and internalize their transmissions. We harmonize with them. The Abosom, the Orisha, the Vodou were the first to teach Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut morality, for they are the embodiments of divine order. They taught us and continue to teach us what to law or love and what to hate, what promotes order and what creates disorder. The ancestresses and ancestors whom are designated as honorable are those who received and retained the moral lessons given by the deities and transmitted these lessons to us without profaning them. This is why we honor them at the level that we do. Those living Mpanyimfo, elders and elderesses, whom are truly honorable, carry on this tradition. They transmit the morality, the law and hate of the deities via the agency of the ancestresses and ancestors to us without profanation. And it is for this reason that any so-called elder or elderess who attempts to convince you that dissexuality is a non-issue with the deities or acceptable on any level, at any time, in any fashion, is illegitimate. The Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, the deities, despise dissexuality, and so do the ancestresses and ancestors of Afura Ka, Afuraet Kaet. Dissexuals, homosexuals are not gatekeepers. This is a lie coming from the mouths of Negroes who are funded by the whites and their offspring. We are not dependent on pseudo-culture bearers no matter what part of the continent they were born on. They are illegitimate, and we are no longer asleep. For those Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnut, who were forced into sexual deviance against their will as children and young adults, the Abosom, the Orisha, the forces of nature who balanced the revolution of the stellar, solar, lunar, and planetary bodies, have the capacity to bring balance to you. But for those who continue to promote sexual deviance amongst Afura Kanu, Afurai Kaitnu, recognize that you are agents of disorder. You are agents of your discarnate, misguided, drunkard, deceased, so-called ancestral spirits. We are no longer blind and your time is up. Medinde Kwesi Ra Nehempata Akan, Ene Ye Ma'al Keru Da.